Browns losing to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. 20-16 was the final score. Again, Browns fans are angry. Browns fans are getting angry about facts. I said yesterday in the Browns postgame show, it's a game, you know, Browns had a chance to win the game. Somebody called in, how can you possibly say the Browns had a chance to win the game? Did you not watch the game? Something like that. It was a four-point game. And all they had to do is get a stop and get the ball and maybe go score. Right? You had a chance to win the game. It's a four-point game. You had a chance. Yet, they didn't. You have a quarterback who was not good in the first half. You have an offense that has not scored more than 18 points. You have a team that hasn't scored more than 18 points in a game this year. You have an offense that in six games has scored seven touchdowns. Three on the opening drives. Think about that. Four touchdowns by the offense this year in something other than the opening drives. Dano, it's miserable.
Your quarterback hasn't thrown for over 200 yards in any given game.
All season.
Mm-hmm. They're dreadful. I'm sorry. I would love to give you more analysis. I just don't know how much is there. This offense is repugnant. It's unwatchable.
It's a good word.
It's horrid. Like, it hurts your football-loving soul to watch. It's not even an offense that you look at and say, oh, it's setting football back. No, it's not even a football offense. It is so horrid. There's no other way to put it. And the problem that we're going to be in the midst of is the fact that everybody has one person that they hate, one thing they agree on, and one thing they don't. That's where we are right now. The one thing we hate and we can all agree on is the fact that the offensive line is playing poorly, and I don't think it's going to get a whole hell of a lot better in a short period of time.
No, and it keeps getting beat up.
Yep. It is sounding like Nick Harris is probably going to be done for the year. Again, Kevin Stefanski going to be speaking at 12:30. That is not official yet, but it does not sound optimistic for Nick Harris. Okay, so now your second string center is down. Ethan Posick was out this week. I think he's on IR. Did they move to IR?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either. But he doesn't sound too good. You had Michael Dunn playing center.
And he did a very commendable job.
He did.
I mean, all the talk about the change in the offensive line coach, hard to think I've held off on this. Hard to think it hasn't had an impact. But I can't blame everything on an offensive line coach. There have been injuries. Maybe the line has become old. You've had guys come in and out.
Undersized.
All I know is this, and let's go big picture here.
Yeah.
Okay? The team has not scored, well, here are the points by games. 17, 18, 15, 16, 13, 16. They're averaging just under 16 points a game. And that's with the defense and special teams scoring touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
The offense has scored seven touchdowns. That's big picture.
It is one of the worst offenses I have ever watched in my life.
You're 1-5.
It looks like, and it's not getting better. That's the thing that is the most concerning.
Well,
this has not gotten better.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't clicked more. There's no relationship that's built between quarterback and wide receiver. And you can scream the drops or something to it. Fine. I think everybody's at fault, folks. I know everybody's going to yell about Watson and say that it's his fault. Yeah, he's got some of the blame in this. The line is horrid.
Without question.
The receivers are dropping stuff. And we finally found some semblance of a run game. And the play calling has been shaky at best. And I think maybe to some of you are going to take that and think that that's not harsh enough. Because after the whole Cedric Tillman, Jameis Winston play call that got everybody all hot in a biscuit, like...
Yeah, but guess what?
It's been shaky.
Right. If it worked, it's a different narrative. I didn't like the play call. You bring Jameis in, you know it's going to be something, either a sneak or something weird. I don't know. Let's go really big picture here, okay?
Okay.
We talked about the need for change before the Eagles game.
Right.
Well, now if you don't change... If you don't make changes now, well, then there's really something silly going on. Okay. There's if you don't make changes now, there's really something silly going on. The first change that I think needs to be made. No, it's not all his fault. How do you change things most easily with an offense? You change the quarterback.
Yep.
Jameis Winston needs to play against Cincinnati.
I agree with you.
He needs to start.
I agree with
against
you.
Against Cincinnati.
I agree with you. The quarterback, I've always...
And not that Jameis is the answer, but Deshaun has not been good. I mean, let's just face it. He's not been good.
Somebody once told me that a franchise quarterback is the deodorant of an offense. And by that, I mean is a franchise quarterback comes in and could clean up all of the ugliness that's in front of him and could clean up the smell and make it better. That's what it was always been compared to by me is that, you know, those great quarterbacks can step in and, hey, the offensive line's a little shaky. Okay, I'll get the ball out faster. We'll work around that. I'll slide protections with my eyes, all of that kind of stuff. Hey, the receivers are a little bit hairy. Okay, let me make sure I've got the ball on target. We're figuring this out. That's how it's always been described to me. And I've always thought that that made a lot of sense when it came to franchise quarterback. That's not here. And I don't know if it's because of Watson's inability to be the deodorant of that offense or this offense is too stinky for deodorant. I don't know. But, boy, I want to see somebody else in there.
They need to play Jameis Winston. They need to start him. And they need to put Deshaun on the bench. Sorry. That's just the way this is.
Agreed.
I know everything else involving the quarterback. At some point, you lose complete credibility with the team and your fan base if you don't make a move. The second, if you're not going to change quarterbacks, you must change offensive coordinator. Last year, with a different offensive coordinator, this looked better. If you're not, and I don't think that that's the move to make. I think the move to make is quarterback. If you're not going to change the quarterback, well, then you must change the offensive coordinator or the play caller. Those are the moves to make. 1, 2, 3, and I say play caller third because Kevin has shown us that he's a good play caller. That's happened in the past. We've seen it. We saw it last year with Deshaun Watson. And the fourth move to make, which I couldn't disagree with more, would be if someone were to say change the head coach. Kevin's, I think, a fine NFL head coach. He has shown that. Is he perfect? No. Very few guys are.
None of them are.
There are four options of things that can change. And I would not change head coach. I think that's silly. I wouldn't change play caller, but I could understand it. I could change offensive coordinator, and I would definitely change quarterback. I'm sorry. If not, and Dan, we talked about this big picture-wise last week. There's a reason that they're playing Deshaun Watson and playing him to the detriment of everybody else on the team right now. And I has he been the only problem? No, not at all. However, whoever's making the call that he's got to be the guy out there needs to be open-minded about what's going on here. If it's ownership that's insisting that you play this guy, well, how do you like 1-5? If it's the deep thinkers in the front office, well, are you going to take the hit or are you going to allow your head coach to take the hit if this doesn't work? And if it's the head coach and he fears for his job, somebody needs to tell him you're not going to lose your job if you make a change at quarterback. I hate to say it because we all so want it to work out. At the very least, put him on the bench, give Jameis the start. Not that Jameis is the answer to anything, but he's your next best option. He's the next guy up. And see if it doesn't fix anything. And if it does, then let Deshaun sit and watch. You got to pay him. You don't have to play him.
Let me back up your thought here with a great tweet that was sent out by Mitchell Schwartz, the former.
Oh, I read this one.
The former right tackle.
I read this one.
The Browns won a Super Bowl with the Colts, right?
Chiefs. Saw the
Chiefs. Thank you. Saw the tweet that Zach Jackson set out saying Stefanski asked if he will stick with Deshaun Watson. Answer being yes. Mitchell Schwartz. It's incredibly, we'll say, cruddy to do this to the rest of the team. Joel Bitonio is out there every week playing through who knows what and has to wreck his body when they have no chance of being good because of the quarterback. Miles Garrett is playing in pain every week. Feel for everyone else there. That's a dude who has blocked for a lot of really crummy quarterbacks.
And And some pretty good ones.
And some, and exactly.
One in particular.
One who's going to the Hall of Fame. But that's a guy who's been in that locker room. That is a guy who understands.
That's a guy who knows what he's looking at.
Exactly. And again, it's not all on Watson. Please don't call up and start screaming at us about that. But it's a lot easier to change one guy than it is to swap out five guys.
And that's the point.
And the five guys you put in, there is no way in hell are better than the five guys that are out there.
That's the point. I'm not blaming Deshaun Watson.
He has some of the blame.
Well, sure he does, but not all. I'm not blaming but I'm not blaming him. It's not all on him. But is he playing well? No.
No.
What's the easiest move to make here to try and get a different look and a different outcome? It's changed the quarterback, and the time has come. Sorry, the time is here. It's time to start Jameis Winston at quarterback. It's not all Deshaun Watson's fault. The offense can't score. What are you going to do? You're going to fire everybody? You're going to fire the coaching staff? You're going to change offensive linemen? You don't have enough to change. You do have another quarterback sitting there. He's thrown for a lot of yards. He's played quarterback in the NFL. The one we're playing now is not very effective. It's time to have everybody in the organization realize that if you want to try to win some football games, Deshaun may not be the answer right now. Maybe he will be again. Right now, he's not helping you win football games. He's not the sole reason you're losing, Dan, but he's not helping you win.
The offense is grotesque. It's unwatchable. They don't move the ball forward. They're one of the worst third down teams we have ever seen. What was the stat going into halftime?
They were 0 for 26 on third downs, I believe it was.
I mean,
yes,
come on.
It was 0 for 26 on their last third downs. And then they picked one up. Pierre Strong got it.
Yeah. I mean, come on. No team in that game entered the red zone until the fourth quarter. Lane Johnson called their offense constipated. I don't think I could say a word on the air if that's constipated. I don't know what I could say on the air to talk about the Browns offense.
We want to hear from you, folks.
I mean, what do you even do with this? This thing is broken.
You try to make some changes. I mean, the time of sticking with it and working through, you're 1-5.
Yeah.
If you lose, Dan, four more games, you're done. If you lose four more games, you don't have a chance to finish 500 this year.
If you lose three more games, you're on the bubble.
If you lose three more games, you might not make the playoffs. Some team at 9-8 will probably make the playoffs this year. So if you lose three, if you lose four, forget it. You're toast.
You've got the AFC North ahead of you, which is looking good. You've got a whole lot of other big boy games in front of you as well, including those Kansas City Chiefs coming to town.
You have to fix it or try to fix it now. Greg is in North Canton. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Okay. First of all, none of this is shocking. This was the front office making a major error. The fact is, this team was 11-6 last year and won five games in the final 90 seconds. You could have easily gone 6-11. So some of those wins were great for sports talk openers, but they masked the fact that for 58 minutes you could have lost the other game. So what do? You roll the same team back out, and you go kind of sign three backup quarterbacks. You know, so it's not any different. This team got lucky a lot last year. They're like walk-off wins. You can't live like that. But no one ever wants to bring that up because they were winning. Now that you're losing, it's a big deal.
Well, Greg, it's the reason why they're over-under where it was in Vegas, because they look at one-score games, and they look at, you know, turnover luck and fumble luck and all of that kind of stuff and wager that in. I mean, that's what played into this whole thing. So you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so, you know, you have to look at the front office. You know, think of it this way. What the Guardians did about a year and a half ago when they were a game out of first, and they traded Savali, a Josh Bell, because they knew that it wasn't sustainable, that they were not going to survive moving forward with Aaron Savali in the rotation or Josh Bell, that they were going to eventually tank going back last year, just like the Miami Marlins did. When you only you don't look at the big picture in analytics, and when you pick and choose, this is what happens. You got to look at the broad spectrum of things in a holistic approach and say, wait a second, this is not going to happen. What if Darnell Mooney catches that ball in Chicago that bounced off his chest? What if Jake Moody doesn't miss that field goal? You're 9-8. Or Kareem Hunt in that touchdowns and whether or not he crossed the line or not.
All right, Greg, thank you. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. I get it. That happens for every team in the league. They won 11 games last year.
Yeah, you had a lot of right bounces. I agree with everything the man said.
Jim's in Parma. Jim.
That's the problem.
Yeah, listen, I am not calling to complain because I got to believe you guys are pretty sick of that. I am calling because...
That's what we're here for, man. Jim, so if you want to get it out, you're more than welcome to.
Jim, thank you for understanding, though.
I'm calling because I am totally convinced that we have a bad team and there's no sense crying about it anymore. But I do disagree with you, Jeff.
Yes.
I wonder who will be here next year, Jameis Winston or DTR? And should we start DTR over Jameis Winston, let him have a go at it, and start grooming him for our quarterback?
Jim, let me give you a thought on that, and I understand it. As long as you still have a mathematical chance of making the playoffs, and nobody drive off the road, please, when I say that. You still have a mathematical chance. You're not going to play DTR. You're going to play Deshaun, or you're going to play Jameis. And personally, I would like to see it be Jameis. If you get to the point, Jim, where mathematically you have no chance to make the playoffs, and you think DTR might be your guy, I buy your thought completely.
Well, thank you. I called in last week to your afternoon guy, and I posed a question to him. If Deshaun Watson was on any other team, would he be starting right now? And I was told yes, because of the current contract conditions. Well, I'm sorry, but does money count more to the Browns than the quality of the team for the fans?
Jim, you know what I think the deal is here? And Jim, thank you for the phone call.
Not only the fans, but the 52 other guys on our roster.
Well, that's critical. I think the thing is this. Somebody, you tell me where it falls. Somebody in the organization has to admit they made a mistake. Now, is Deshaun Watson here because ownership said go get him?
Yeah.
Is he here because Paul DePodesta said we need to get this guy?
Yeah.
Is he here because Andrew Berry said, I want this guy?
Yeah.
Is he here because Kevin Stefanski said, this is the quarterback I want? I would say the least likely of those scenarios was the last one I said, which is Kevin Stefanski. That's usually not a head coach call.
No.
Bringing in a guy like Deshaun Watson, to me, and the way they had to bring him in, complete ownership call.
That's what it feels
because
like.
They have to sign the check. And somebody now in the organization has to be willing to say, okay, this isn't working. We have to pay him regardless. Whether we play him or not, we're paying him. But he's not helping us win games right now. Maybe somebody else can. And I honestly, I think it would be, and it again, he's not been awful.
Oh, he has been awful.
No, Dan, he's had some. Yesterday in the second half, he was okay. What he's been is anything but a top-tier quarterback, anything but a second-tier quarterback. And that's not what you're paying him for. You're paying him to be the man. You're paying him to be an absolute beast at quarterback, and he's not being that. So, and obviously, statistically, the numbers show that he's not played well. But he's not the only reason that he's not played well. That's why I'm not going to say awful, because the rest of the offense is all discombobulated. Can a change at quarterback change all that? Maybe, and I want to find out.
He's been awful, and everything around him has been awful.
Now,
and nobody has lifted anyone else to the level it needs to be.
That's fair.
And that's why I'll say awful.
That's fair.
Because no one has lifted anyone else. Jeff, you could pull up numbers right now of success rate, which are outstanding ways to look at offensive production. He's being compared to Jamarcus Russell. Like, come on. We're at Jamarcus Russell level of quarterback incompetence. We're at Blaine Gabbert level of quarterback incompetence.
Jackson Menor. Hello, Jack.
They've all been awful.
Yeah, awful is the key word. You could keep repeating that, but it doesn't matter now because, look, I'm sure Kevin Stefanski, if he had the authority, Watson would be on the bench. He doesn't have the authority. Andrew Berry has the authority.
Jack, you get that, right? You get that. The coach, to me, the coach has no choice here.
Yes. No, he doesn't. And that feeds back into the offense. They don't have confidence in the quarterback. They had confidence in the quarterback last year. It looked to me like, you know, a winning situation. Well, okay. So now we have a quarterback that can't play, that probably can't win another game, and Jimmy Haslam is nowhere to be found. I don't think he'd walk out on the field and risk being hit with more than one beer bottle. Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Jack, thank you very much.
Please don't hit people with beer bottles.
Don't throw stuff out of the stands.
Please do not throw blunt objects at any human being.